This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome back. It's Tina Camellia alongside T. Xiao Yik for a second installment of a segment we're calling Common Concerns, where you, our listeners, get to ask health questions that we then help to find the answers to with the help from our experts.
No case is too trivial for us, including this one.
I've heard that you should eat fruits before a meal on an empty stomach so that the fruits will be properly digested. True or false?
Well, false. So this myth came about because of the belief that fruits cannot be properly digested if there are other foods present in the stomach. The thing is, there's no scientific evidence to show that the fruits are not being digested as well. So what's happening when you eat fruits? They take at least 4 hours to pass through the stomach and small intestines, and that's where the sugar and vitamins are being absorbed. The fruits will then take a longer time in the large intestines where the fiber passes through and eventually comes out as waste. The gut bacteria in the large intestines will feed on the fiber and produce gas as a byproduct. And this is regardless of when and with what foods the fiber was digested. If you want a bit of a comparison, fruits are digested faster than high protein and high fat foods. So the principle of fruits not being digested with other fruits really is not logical, because then it would mean that you should eat all your foods separately so that you can ensure that they are properly digested, and you would spend all your time just eating and not doing anything else.
You might just start a new fat diet here where people just eat their fruits separately. Yeah. Anyway.
Right, so our second question was, why do I get plantar fasciitis and how do I select shoes for this condition?
So it is a condition affecting the connecting tissue that supports the arch of the foot. Also called the jogger's heel, the main symptom is pain in the heel and the bottom of the foot. Approximately 1 in 10 people will have this condition at some point in their life. Flat feet or high arches can affect the way that pressure is distributed across your foot, placing additional stress on the plantar fascia. Other risks include excess weight, whether you are middle-aged, because it is most common among those who are between 40 and 60 years old, and a change in activity, because the plantar fascia is, although strong, not very elastic, so it can be overstretched and partially torn. Constantly wearing high heels can be damaging, but flats aren't the answer either. First of all, you need to confirm that your heel pain is plantar fasciitis and not something else along the musculoskeletal chain manifesting as pain in the heel or a heel spur. Stay away from some shoes that have memory foam. There is often no support in the foot and the foot rolls over, especially if you're flat-footed like me. Excessively flat shoes that do not support your arch can also leave the plantar fascia unprotected. Do not wear worn-out athletic shoes. A shoe with a medium heel can heighten the arch and decrease stress on the plantar fascia. To find the right fit, though, you might want to consult an orthopedic shoe specialist.
So that answers 2 of our questions this week. And if you have health questions that you'd like us to tackle next week, write to us at biggerpicture@bfm.my, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll go through all the published papers and speak to all the necessary experts to get you your answers.
That's all we have this hour on Health News Digest. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast from our BFM app. I'm Tina Camellia.
I'm T. Xiao Yik.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.